Zane. Very good. My mustache is falling. Oh,
that's a nice beard. It looks soft.
It's really soft, but the mustache part is loose, and it keeps wanting to drop.
It reminds me of those hairy caterpillars.
Ew, don't, because that's all I'm going to think about.
Yeah, but it's a good. It looks good.
Looks like a rug.
I think my character would actually sit like this.
She would. One on the arm.
Like this.
Very yeah. good,
yeah.
Remy.
Yeah, I feel that. Wow, no one. Everyone's never looked better.
Yes. For the people listening, we are actually in our first round of costumes. We actually surprised each other on the Patreon.
Yo.
Our side piece characters.
Side piece characters.
Side piece characters. And I was able to get away with mine.
Tell them
the story.
We said in the last episode, I ordered my shit and completely was not thinking about side character, but I ended up being a side character because I'm a LaFoufou.
You're a knockoff. You're a fraud.
A fraud, yes. So I'm a side piece. LaFoufou.
Farquaad. I tried, guys.
It's okay, hey.
It's good.
It's a joke he would have made.
You're definitely the tallest Farquaad I've ever seen. Like, normally, the people that are Farquaad, they're, like, short or...
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's just, like, I've never seen a tall Farquaad
really
costume.
It really adds to the character.
It does.
I do.
I think also the stiletto pump.
How good.
Yeah,
are
that
boots?
Probably, like, that probably made me look at it differently, too. It is a good costume. You should go with
I'm
that this
keep,
year.
I'm going to keep this forever. It's yeah, a good. It's a good, it's a good one. It's a classic.
Yeah, I don't know what's sexier, this or Elastigirl. They're pretty up there
I think
for
this
me.
One's sexier.
Yeah.
Like, picture, like... Yeah.
Did There's you something put, about
did
the
you put like a fake,
shadow.
Did you put like the booty, because you know how they say she has like a fat ass? So
Elastigirl?
Like booty
yeah.
pads?
Yeah, like booty pads, like extra plump to really sell the character.
I didn't need to.
Really?
Go off, queen. Or a king, sorry.
Oh, I...
Lord, technically.
Mm. Lord Farquaad.
No, I ripped it without adding padding.
That's fine.
So.
That's fine.
I still have it in my nightstand, though.
Is that?
I don't know why it's there. I said that last year.
Is anybody else comfortable?
I'm pretty comfortable. I'm getting hot, but I'm pretty, okay. I would say I'm pretty comfortable.
I like sitting like this.
You look
Remy
comfy.
Looks like most
I'm
comfy.
So, and I got a neck pillow on my neck to like hold my head up.
That's
like
nice.
Yeah.
This is the best I've ever felt.
Is that the color that she was wearing? The
yes,
pillow?
Yes.
Really?
Guys, I'm Megan, aka Melissa McCarthy from Bridesmaids.
No, I am sorry I didn't get it right away.
It's okay.
I got it immediately.
I'm playing two different scenes. This is after, the dogs are after she goes to the bridal shower and takes 9 of the puppy favors. And I'm also dressed for when I'm on the plane, and I think that the guy's the air marshal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
you, we
a little nod to the whole movie.
No, what threw me off is upstairs we did like a reveal for each other. So we were like, let's give each other hints. So I said cartoon, and she shows me a dog, and then she's like, oh no, she says wedding, and then she shows me a dog. She's like, hey, that's all you get. So then when she turned around full dress, I was looking at all these dogs, and I was like, I'm so confused. And then I saw her, and I was like, oh my god, I know you, but I didn't get the dogs.
Yeah. I took 9.
Fun fact for all the ladies listening, Heath. Has never seen Bridesmaids.
Never seen it.
He had like, no idea.
No, we just learned this today.
It's
pretty crazy.
Real.
You
it's
would love
a
it.
Funny movie.
I would say Bridesmaids is as big as White Chicks.
Like I know it's like an iconic movie. I don't know why I just never saw it.
You probably it's funny. It's your humor.
I'll watch it.
We could really watch it. Let's watch it tonight and when we get home.
This looks so you though. It.
Thank you.
Like, wait, I could see you going to the airport like this. It doesn't
the
seem
hat,
like a,
like the hat.
I mean, here's the thing. I love a hat and I always have a neck pillow and 9
Do
dogs,
you do you so. Actually bring a neck pillow?
Yes.
Do you not?
No.
What?
I bring my bed pillow now.
You can have this one after I'm done and you take it home. And you let me know what you think on your okay. flight home now that it? You are well so well traveled.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's Remy on the flight.
I got that on TikTok.
She's
shop.
Always been that
Remy,
way too.
You guys.
But why don't you just do a?
This one is life changing. Let me tell you, it's hard around the neck, so you can lean your head and you like don't get any neck pain. It's got a built-in eye mask, as you can see, a hood, and it's noise canceling.
Wow.
Because that's my thing. I'll try to sleep, but with headphones on, and then it's uncomfortable and my ears hurt. That canceled out all the people that for some reason talk at the highest volume for the entirety of a flight.
My problem is I have a long neck. So most neck pillows, like, they work to an extent, but I'm still like falling over. So I think I need that.
I just feel like I'm watching a kidnapping video.
I feel like we should put your affiliate link in the description of this.
Okay,
sure.
Everybody, yeah. Check it out.
I will buy it.
I already bought one for Cal's uncle. That's how much I'm selling people on it.
It reminds me of one that they used to push a long time ago. You probably saw it.
The pump.
It was the big old thing you pulled over your head, and it had like places to put your arms in it.
I've also tried that.
You know which
that.
One I'm talking about?
I've tried.
Wasn't it called like the ostrich or something?
There is one. I think there is one called the ostrich. I have one. I have the turtle shell one also, where it's like a hard like neck brace almost. So you can like lean like that. But I like this one the most that I've ever tried.
Oh, amazing. Okay. Send it to me.
I will. Absolutely.
You guys have never tried, like, before I did it for the first time in my head, I was like, I would never bring a pillow. I just think it's gross. But have you tried bringing a pillow, like your bed pillow, the pillow, your favorite pillow that you used to sleep, bring it on the plane. And it's the best thing in the world. I bring a pillow every time I fly.
You bring a whole full size pillow?
Yeah. So I have this now. It's like a bag for the pillow, but it's like very, very light.
Okay.
I put it in there and I use that as my, so I have my backpack as my carry on. And I also have this thing. It's my second carry on. And I every time I fly with a pillow now, and it's like the best thing, because a pillow is like, it's not, you can use it to like wrap, you could put one side of it up here and then the other side like under your arm. Like you could do so much with a whole pillow. And
he,
I have a
he only flies
too.
Laying down. So you can use a real pillow?
I mean, I think it sounds so comfortable, but also so unsanitary.
Yes. You would definitely wash it after. Yes. And I also like, I only use it for the plane. And when I get home, then I wash it.
It's your plane pillow though, right? You're not using it to sleep at night on your bed.
No. Okay, I only use it for the plane. Okay. And then when I get home, I wash it. I don't use
it. If I ever bring my pillow, I learned to bring a trash bag. So when it goes through security, I can have it in my trash bag.
So smart.
And then it goes through and then it's clean and then I take it. And then, but remember to keep the trash bag for the ride home, because that's where I fucked up.
Yes. Yes. That's why I used to do the whole trash bag thing. It looked like, it didn't look great in the airport.
I mean,
looks like you're doing something illegal.
Yeah. It looked like you're
like an air marshal.
Oh, did I ever tell you about the time I got stopped? Like a long, long time ago.
Which one?
Also you haven't described your costume.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm Alan from The Hangover. Zach Galifianakis' character.
Oh, I thought you were from,
this whole time.
What'd you think
it was?
Yeah,
wait, no, let her finish.
She thought I was just a dad.
No, I thought you were from.
She's like, I thought you were you in 4 years.
What's the movie with when the dads are all the.
You're thinking of What to Expect When You're Expecting.
When all the dads are walking.
Yes.
With the,
yes.
What to Expect When You're Expecting?
What to Expect When You're Expecting. It was
Isn't
based
there
on
like,
a book.
Like baby.
I think that's what you're thinking.
Interesting.
Of.
Okay.
Daddy daycare.
Daddy daycare.
Oh, okay. That's like a good one.
She's thinking of this scene in What to Expect When You're Expecting. The dad's in the park and they're walking through.
That's so specific, Alicia.
I was thinking this. That's fun. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. Okay. I could see it.
I love this movie.
But no, now I fully see Hangover.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's funny.
Walk us through your costume.
Yeah. Remy, you're really sitting like your character.
No, you are.
I'm really comfortable.
You're really leaning into it. So it's his iconic outfit. This is his exact shirt.
It's so good.
Really?
He actually donated it to him.
Yes.
Oh!
Are we lying?
No, it's they made, you could like buy the shirt that he wears in the movie. These are my pants though.
Oh my God.
Everything came in the costume pack. The baby, the carrier, glasses, the wrist.
I give you props
this
for that.
This is good.
That's commitment.
And the satchel. Check it out.
No, I know.
Nice little vintage bag.
No, you should use that.
Honestly, everything they gave you, Heath, is pretty like high tier quality.
When the baby gets here, I'm doing this.
Wait, this is good practice.
Going hands free.
Yeah.
Feels pretty good.
Yeah.
You get it now.
Feels pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You get it now.
Also, I get to rest my mic on him.
Oh, yeah. And he's having a great time. He's smiling.
Yeah.
First time on camera.
Yeah.
Smile.
It's really funny when I was putting this together in my head, I was like, oh, these are going to look so bad, but the pants are custom, so they're going to look great. And my pants actually look terrible with this.
I know.
Because this looks pretty good. When it came in, I'm like, oh, damn, that looks good.
To be honest, you're giving LaFoufou.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it does like make sense.
It's perfect.
I'm nowhere near LaBooBoo.
If it was too good, it would be LaBooBoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your side piece, LaFoufou.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like Sandy Alley LaFoufou.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the ones that are in the gas.
Your mall kiosk, LaFoufou.
The fucking La Boozies.
La Boozie. Where did you get your hat from?
Amazon. That's the one I was waiting on.
Took forever.
You needed that. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks, it's good though. It's comfy. Fits my head.
The ears are staying up, which is a good sign.
Ears are staying
up.
Yeah. I feel like we're going to see a lot of Labubus this year.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Especially kids.
That's a good baby costume, though.
That is a great baby costume because you could put like that. You could really go off with a chain, like put a chain connected like, to the
like
top of the head.
Or like get like an eye mask or sunglasses, but make them eyes. So yeah. Like
I was actually trying to find some on Amazon. I couldn't find any.
I could have drawn.
I was thinking about that too, but I feel like it would look really bad.
No,
like
it would look really
scary, but it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Shall we roll the intro?
Yes.
Yes, please. I also thought one of you would 100% be a Labubu too. In my head, I was like, oh, someone else is going to be a one too.
Two on the nose for me.
What?
Two on the nose for me.
Okay.
Hit it.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Lord Farquaad.
I'm Zane.
I'm Alan.
I thought we were Alan.
I know it was 50-50. I'm Megan.
It's okay. I'm LaFufu.
She's still Lord Farquaad.
Still Lord Farquaad.
And we are Basically Unfiltered.
And we have a very spooky episode today. I like how my voice went into that. And now we have a spooky episode today.
That, that beard is spooky.
It is.
5 o'clock shadow.
It is.
I did what I could.
I mean, you did amazing. She also braided my hair to fit in the wig cap. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that.
That's what happens when you microneedle, y'all.
I will say, I told the Patreon vlog this because we filmed us getting ready and surprising each other and seeing each other's like first reactions because the theme was like side pieces, side characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked how there was like not much of a theme, but like there was a theme, but yes. It was very a vast
broad
theme.
Yes.
But yeah, we filmed. If you guys subscribe to Patreon, $10 a month, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered.
Make sure to go through your internet browser or through your computer, not on the app, so you don't get those extra charges. $10 a month, baby, and you get everything on the Patreon. We've been posting for a whole year, so you got a lot of shit to watch.
Also, next week, we're going to bring you guys back another fun tradition that we've started on Basically Unfiltered, which is our group costume.
Yes.
And it's going to be good.
It's going to be a good one.
Really
I can't
excited.
Wait for them to tell me what it is.
We've told him.
If you read your text messages, you would know.
I think I know exactly what it is. Because we were talking about another group, and that was really good, but I don't think it would have like worked. So we ended up going with something else.
We've been thinking about a lot of different group costumes. There's a lot of pressure for sure. And I feel like every year we come up with really good ones. And then when Halloween comes around, and this is for all Halloween costumes, you forget. So just know it's going to be amazing.
Exactly. And it's funny how often I like every Halloween, like around the time when it's like too late already, I see all these great costumes and I screenshot it and I save it. And then the next year comes around, I'm like, oh, I don't even know what to do.
Mm-hmm. No,
but I save them and they just like disappear.
Procrastinated costumes are always the best.
They are.
They kind of are.
There's nothing like the last minute pressure of being like, I need to figure it out now. And then you just get like something gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I love waiting.
Mm-hmm. Remy, I really do feel like Remy gets the MVP for this one.
Yes, I agree.
Really?
Yeah, it's so specific.
Good.
It's so niche.
This is good.
You picked a certain scene to do too.
And a great character.
I appreciate that more so because I committed to the 9 dogs.
Are they jelly cats?
No, they're just from Amazon. And I will be, well,
we can
give
them away on the Patreon.
No,
your dogs are going to love those as toys.
There's beads in it though, so I don't want them to choke on the beads.
Perfect.
Bad LaFufu.
Bad LaFufu.
LaBubus and LaFufu are definitely bad. They're bad.
They're into
they
some
are evil.
Shit.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think they're
look
nice.
Look at that face.
They're
like
cute.
They're like Sour Patch. They are not nice.
They look evil.
They're so cute.
But like they're if there cute. Was a like Toy Story in real life where the toys like have lives, I would be scared of
LaBubu. I think he's the villain in the whole
movie. I'm going to be so honest. I feel like LaBubus would actually be nice and the Sunny Angels would actually be secretly really mean.
Wait.
Oh, like kind of a
like
flip.
Like Sunny Angels definitely talk behind your back. Like to your face. Okay. They're like,
you think so?
I love your skirt.
Where
that
did
was
you
the
get it?
Ugliest skirt I've ever seen in my
life.
That's
I feel like
so
Sunny
Angel.
Are mean girls.
Yeah.
But
they're naked babies. I don't know. I feel like you got to be a lot nicer to people.
If you were naked?
No, they're like naked. Like they're naked.
Or are they devils?
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like I just feel like they have to be nice to everybody.
They'd be like, yeah, girl, you can sit with us.
Yeah.
Or the Hi, I'm Amanda.
Heath, imagine you're naked all the time. You're just mean to everybody.
Wait, does anyone actually have plans for Halloween? Because like as of now, I don't. But I'm like, I feel like it'd be fun. I feel like you have to wear that, Remy.
Actually going to be on our honeymoon during Halloween. So
why would you book it on your on Halloween?
To be honest, I'm not the biggest Halloween person.
I'm not either, honestly.
I like the vibes of Halloween. Like I like the idea of dressing up. I like candy. I like the creativity, but I feel like it's always a letdown.
That's
like,
true.
You're on the day. You're like scrambling to figure out what to do. Sorry, I'm having trouble turning my neck.
It's like, it's okay. You're comfortable. Like, you're chilling.
You're trying to figure out what do we do? And then I feel like whatever you do is always not like, you know, as crazy as you want it to be.
I have a confession.
What? Yes.
I get really anxious passing out Halloween candy.
Why
is that? I don't like it.
Is it because you feel weird that...
I feel really awkward about limiting two pieces or whatever, you know, whatever you decide going into it. We start out, you give them the bucket and then they get greedy and then they just take a bunch and then you're like, whoa, slow down. and then you start running low and then you got to ration it out and you're like doing like one piece and then they're looking at you like you're stingy and I'm like, I want to give you more, but I get so uncomfortable.
Why don't you just do it yourself? You grab the candy and you put it in each bag.
I try, but then they think that's weird too. Then they
complain. The parents think it's weird or the kids think it's weird?
Really?
Oh, they're just kids. Who cares?
Yeah,
kids
but.
Kids can be mean.
I know kids can be
mean. Oh, they're so mean. They bully you.
Are you a little scared of them too? Yeah.
They're like at the age where.
It's a certain age where they get really scary. In my head, like trick-or-treaters are like. Between the ages of like...
No, man. There's a lot of like teenage trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
Really? They trick-or-treat still? I thought they just like don't do that shit anymore.
Yeah, and they're the ones that want to take all the candy. Mm-hmm.
Got it. How old?
Like, stealing. If you leave the bowl out, they take the whole bowl. Mm-hmm.
How old are these? Like, I feel like 11, right? 10, 11?
13, 14, they all do it. But like one time, I left the bowl out and I ran inside to grab some more. Whole bowl gone.
Yep.
Not even dumped the
bowl.
They stole my whole bowl. No. I was like, I'm done.
No.
I hate it. But it is fun. Like, it's cool. You know, you sit outside, you got your little table set up. But I don't know, man. I get really anxious about it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, my parents.
Just like
my
skip
parents
it.
Used to be big on passing out candy. Now they just turn their lights off and just hope no one.
I'm the same way. I'm like, you're gonna work the whole night? Like, wait, what is it, shift?
What is it?
It's my night off.
It's a full volunteer job.
It is.
My dad would if we had any lights on, he'd be like, no, like turn it off. Like we don't want to open it. Like we don't want anyone knowing we're home. And I was like, okay.
And then you get the ones that come by like way too late.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
It's a school night.
Go to bed.
Yep.
It's actually Halloween is on a Friday, which I feel like is rare. When's the last time Halloween was like on a Friday or a Saturday?
I don't know. All I know is the second it's November 1st, no matter what day it is, I don't care. Like after the Halloween day, I don't care to like, I guess.
Not in this city. LA, Halloween keeps going until November fucking 10th.
Weekend. It's so true. It's so
keeps
true.
Going.
It's different though.
This episode of Basically Unfiltered is sponsored by Origins.
Origins, leader in plant-powered high-performance skincare, is expanding its Youthtopia collection with the new Apple Butter Cleansing Balm. All right, we've talked about this on the pod already, but if you haven't tried the new Youthtopia Apple Butter Cleansing Balm, oh my God, what are you doing? It's buttery texture, juicy scent, and it's so gentle, but also really effective for cleansing.
That's right. Their multi-phase formula starts as a buttery balm, melts into a silky oil, and transforms into a rinseable milk, gently lifting away makeup, dirt, and impurities without stripping your skin, which is so important. It's also infused with upcycled cold-pressed apple seed oil and formulated with over 40% plant-derived oils and 20% plant-derived glycerin to keep skin soft, nourished, and glowing. And I don't know if you've noticed, Alicia, but I've actually been using it too. That's why when I walked in this morning, you were giving me all the compliments. It's from Origins, baby.
Plus, it smells like a juicy apple orchard. It's so good. It's so hard finding a cleansing balm that perfectly removes everything like makeup, dirt, etc., but also is hydrating and nourishing. And, you know, it does it all. I personally have been using it at night and it feels like bringing a little piece of nature into my routine. The juicy apple scent and buttery texture makes it so calming. I look forward to my skincare every single night.
That's right. So discover the butter way to cleanse. You heard that, Alicia? Butter way to cleanse with Origins Youthtopia Apple Butter Cleansing Balm. Available now at origins.com and Ulta. Thank you, Origins, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you, and thank you for keeping our faces buttery, smoothy, skinsy, smelly, baby.
Skinsy, smelly, soft.
When's the last time you guys went to like a house party? Like a party, like someone
when
like
we were in Venice.
Was that the last time?
Yeah,
really?
Like, honestly, yeah. I feel like I haven't been to that many. We went to like one in Ohio.
A few.
I was really lame in high school, so none there. Like not that same. Many.
Do house parties still go on though? Or are we just older?
We're old.
We're old.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Oh yeah. Like when we even went to that party in Venice, I was like, oh, I'm way too old to be here.
Yeah, I felt that too. But it was everybody
was our age though. But it just still felt like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this anymore.
Do you guys still play beer pong? Like, would that be?
I love hopping in on a beer pong. I suck, but it's fun to play.
Like, that's still the game.
Yeah, and when people have me in their team, you know how you're like, imagine you're at a party and you're like, Grandpa, be my partner. That's how I feel when someone like wants me to be their partner. It's like, be my partner. It's like almost funny. Like to them, it's like it's a joke that you're not in on.
Grandpa celebrity shot.
Yeah, like come on, Unc.
Like he's not gonna make it, obviously.
Yeah.
Wait, that's funny because I feel like people would think you're good at it. So they're like, oh yeah, like be on my team. Like
it's his last few days of living. Let him have a little fun.
They're like,
let him have it. It's okay. It's just let him smile.
Yeah.
He needs this. He really needs this.
Yeah. But I just went to one this weekend and it was like an epitome of LA party. Like it felt so LA and I haven't been to one like this in years. But we walked in there, we're all looking at each other. We're like, this is what a party would look. If you told your friend like we're going to go to an LA party, you would bring him here and they'd be like, oh my God, this
like
is
like in
LA
a movie.
Party.
Was it in the hills?
It was in the hills. You saw the whole thing, but it was like the house. It felt like, it didn't feel like a house. It felt more like a villa.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like a villa, but not like a villa. I know villa, you would see a different something.
Like an Airbnb, like a place to rent out?
No, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
I'm imagining the house that Alyssa Violet and Rice Gum shot that music video at.
No, no, it was
that's
not.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, it was not like that.
On the pool?
No.
It was more like, it was the side of LA, like a director's little spot. Like it's not like a Team 10 type vibes. House.
A little quiet, like a hideaway.
Yeah.
Hidden moment.
Dark furniture, mid-century modern furniture.
Okay.
It wasn't like modern.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what, and we're at one of those parties.
Did you know whose house it was or you just showed up?
No, we were at my buddy's birthday. And what was actually really interesting about this birthday is that it was two different birthday parties and they had both at the same place. So it was, and it was a private event.
Like a joint.
It was a joint birthday party. Nice. And I was like, that's actually a really good idea. Like if I wanted to have a birthday at a restaurant, but I wanted to rent it out, but it's like expensive.
Yeah, split
Just split it with somebody else having a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody feels like, it almost feels like a wedding. It's like my side's here, your side's here. Let's mingle. Maybe you can meet somebody new. Maybe you can meet the love of your life. It's like fun.
That is fun.
Yeah.
Did you
meet your mococo?
No.
Your mococo?
No, I didn't. But we did see a lot of people that were, I knew that was there for that party, not this birthday. So that was like really interesting. But
was there like tape down in the middle and you couldn't like walk past it?
No. It was like the whole venue was like whose names or like colored drinks for what side you're on, you know?
That's that I like that idea too. Mm. But
was it fun?
Yeah. I remember I woke
up the epitome of an LA party.
I woke up the next day and I was like, oh, I didn't need to drink that much. Like
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Wait, well, did anything like crazy happen?
Yeah.
Did you see any cool celebs?
It's nothing crazy happened. No celebs. I did meet somebody that loves the podcast.
Okay.
Hey! I don't think she watches. So.
Well,
she's a fan, but I don't think she watches the podcast. It was like that time.
Oh, so she's not.
Take back the
you
head.
Literally just said she loves the podcast.
I said she. Sorry, she loves us. Not. But I don't know if she
maybe
watches
she
the podcast.
Maybe she does.
No, because they're really specific on. They're like, I love Basically Unfiltered. They're very specific with it.
Yeah.
They would say.
They would have said it, yeah, but they didn't. So I feel like they don't watch. But, like,
the,
but a lot of people don't watch podcasts.
You love the idea of me.
Yeah. the idea of us. But as soon as you said beer pong, it reminded me of this story that that my friend told me. So I don't know if you've ever heard of, have you guys ever heard, it's very niche, but have you ever heard of the murderer? His name was Tyler Handry,
no,
I think.
No, I don't think so.
I'm sure Ashley does. She loves that shit.
Never.
The murder of this Tyler?
Yes. So one of my really good friends, she told me that her first kiss ever was this serial. It was this. So not serial killer. It was this killer that killed both of his parents. Whoa. And had a house party right after. And when she told me this, I read up on the story. Fucking goosebumps. Insane story. And this happened in Florida. I'm going to pull up the article because the article that I read, it was from the Rolling Stones wrote it. And the way they wrote it was like spooky.
This was like big news. I feel like I remember.
It was big news in Florida. I don't think it was like.
I don't know if I remember hearing about this or if you told me about this a while ago.
I told you about this like years ago.
Sounds familiar.
Yes.
So she had her first kiss at this house party.
No. The only connection that I had with him was my friend. Her first kiss ever was this kid, and they had this first kiss at like camp, right? When they were maybe like 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, whatever.
And then years later, in the news. Ooh.
Next time she hears from him, killed both his parents. But imagine like your first kiss being like a fucking killer. Crazy.
He killed his parents and then had a house party.
Yeah. So ooh. I want to, because
I don't like that.
You could tell it was going to be a huge party because almost nobody had heard of the kid who was throwing it. Word was that his name was Tyler Hadley. Hadley. He attended Port St. Lucie High, and most crucially, his parents were out of town. Where exactly Tyler's parents had traveled or how far, no one seemed to know. Tyler had been telling his friends all week that he was going to have a party, but nobody believed him. He'd never thrown a party before, and it was impossible to believe that his parents, who had been increasingly strict with him lately, would give their consent. When his friends asked whether the party was still on, Tyler replied, "I'm working on it." They assumed that meant it was off. At 11:25 a.m. on Saturday, July 16th, 2011, Hadley received a Facebook message from his friend, Antonio Ramirez. He goes, "Sup, bruh?" Antonio goes, "Chilling, what you doing tonight?" He's like, "Trying to have a party at my crib." He goes, "Your parents ain't home?" He's like, "Nope, well, they're leaving soon." And he's like, "Party at my crib tonight, maybe." The party was just getting started when Mike Young arrived with 10 or so of his friends around 11:30 p.m. Mike, a popular athletic junior, knew the hosts only by sight. So people heard about this party. He was kind of no friends in high school, but like everybody heard that he was having a party. So everyone just started coming. Kind of reminds me of me. I didn't really have friends in high school, but like when I had a party, I told everybody and everybody showed up. I felt like the coolest kid.
But
in the world.
Like also in 2011.
Yeah. So I feel what he feels like. He's probably feeling really good this night. I would be too. Tyler was very distinctive looking, tall, skinny, nearly cadaverous at 6'1", 160 pounds. At school, he was quiet, prone to sudden, you know, blah, 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 blah. And all the popular kids, all the kids decided, oh, let's check out his party. Tyler entered the door wearing a long black t-shirt, black Dickies, and black Nike Air Force high top sneakers. He dressed exactly how I dressed.
Black Air Force Ones, that's the sign.
Yeah.
Never trust anybody with black forces. Mm-mm.
He seemed anxious, or at least as anxious as you can to be while on ecstasy.
Oh.
He was on ecstasy too. It was clear that Tyler was rolling. His eyes were large and white, his pupils expanded, and he kept rubbing his hands together nervously, clenching his fists.
Oof.
Doesn't ecstasy make you just like love everybody?
I know.
Exactly.
It's a love drug.
Yeah, no, which is the reason why he took it.
But also if you're having a bad trip after you just did something.
Yeah. He goes, "I don't want anyone smoking inside," said Tyler. "It's my parents' house." Before long, there were 60 kids in the house. Most of them had no idea who Tyler was. They draped themselves over the couches, played beer pong on the dining table, scrounged for food in the kitchen, cupboards, and gathered in packs out front, tossing empty cans onto the lawn in the living room. When bottles fell to the floor and shattered, kids laughed. This almost sounded like the party that my neighbor had across the street when Robert was home.
Yep.
And the neighbor told him to check it out, make sure nobody's having a party, and he saw there was a party happening.
Sure enough, party.
Yep. Cigarettes are extinguished on the rug. Nobody was respecting this kid's house because nobody really knew him. He seemed less concerned with the destruction of his home rather than with the noise. If the neighbors got alarmed, they might call the police. And then he just ended up having everybody stay inside. You know, just smoke inside. I don't care anymore. Mike was talking with some girls on the couch when a very drunk skater kid, he looked like he was one of Tyler's friends, ambled over. "I smell dead people," said the skater, giggling. Mike looked up. "What's that supposed to mean?" "Oh, I don't know. Some people are smoking. That's all." "All right, dude, whatever." Skater laughed, wandered off. Large crowd had gathered around the beer pong table. The table was directly next to the family computer where kids took turns playing songs on YouTube. Mike queued up Wiz Khalifa's No Sleep, great song, and a couple of tracks from a Lil Wayne mixtape, Tucci's Back and Racks.
Those are good songs.
Silly yep. Cheese. The computer area was even filthier than the rest of the house. The white keyboard was tacky with brownish dried liquid. Beer, maybe, or Coke. Nobody looked too closely. And then...
we want to give a big thank you.
Whoever wrote this is like journalism.
Yeah. Yes. So Tyler's friend, Marky Phillips, missed the party because he was visiting his grandparents in Chicago that weekend. But he had hung out with Tyler two nights earlier, playing video games and watching television at Marky's house. Tyler had seemed pretty fine that night, but 2 weeks before that, they had been hanging out at Marky's house when Tyler blurted out in the middle of a conversation that he wanted to kill his parents and have a big party after. Nobody had ever done that before, Tyler said. Throw a huge party with the body still in the house.
Ew.
What in the world?
That's crazy, said Marky. He figured Tyler was just trying to make a joke. Yeah. Nobody ever took Tyler seriously when he talked about killing his parents. In a Facebook chat with his friend Mercedes Marco on July 2nd, 2 weeks before the party, Tyler complained that his mother had confiscated his cell phone. He goes, "Yup, she's a cunt for show. I might kill her." Mercedes goes, "Oh my God, no, jail. Or I mean prison, LOL." He goes, "Oh well, heart." Then there was his friend Matthew, 17, a junior at Port St. Lucie High School, who had this exchange with Tyler at 9:40 a.m. on the morning of the party. He goes, "Did you do it again?" Tyler goes, "Nope, but I'm gonna." He goes, "Oh my bet. God. You really should not do it." And he goes, "Don't worry, I am." And then Tyler goes, "Then I'm having a party." And then Matt goes, "Well, yeah, party time."
I can't believe this friend knew he was going to do it.
I don't know. But at the same time, they probably thought he was kidding. I would think he's kidding. If you're just like, "I'm going to kill my parents," I'd be like, "Okay, you're not going to do it." Because why would, like, that's crazy.
So then he sees that he actually has a party.
At 12:30 a.m., the party was running out of beer. So Tyler asked Mark Andrews and his girlfriend to drive him to Sunoco gas station a block away. Tyler gave a wad of 20 bills to Mark, who was 21, and asked him to buy four cases of Busch Light. While they waited in Mark's car, Tyler mentioned to Ashley that his father had died. Ashley, who didn't know Tyler very well, assumed he meant that his father had passed away a long time ago. When they got back to the house, the kids at the party were playing water pong because there wasn't enough beer. One boy walked around with a baggie of round white pills, selling them for $1 apiece. Another sold marijuana. Anthony showed up around 12:45. Someone had texted him that Hadley's party was the biggest thing ever. Thanks for throwing this party, man. How have you been? He goes, "All right, man." But tonight, despite the party's increasing chaos, Tyler seemed perfectly calm, at least until one boy who had taken off his shirt and run out of the house screaming returned holding a mailbox over his head. So this party's getting fucking wild. It's getting crazy.
We're getting like Project X level here.
Yeah, it's getting real, real wild. Snook noticed that the door to the master bedroom was closed. Assuming that there were people inside getting high, he tried to enter it, but it was locked. It was dark in the house, but he noticed a black smear about a foot long beneath the door. It looked like an oil-based paint that someone had tried to unsuccessfully to wipe away.
Oh, no.
Justin Wright, a collegiate soccer player who asked that his real name be withheld, arrived at 1:15. The first thing he noticed was the stench. It smelled like sweaty clothes that had been sitting around too long. The place was a mess. The white ceramic floors, tiles were grimy. Several picture frames were missing from the wall. Justin asked Tyler if there were any house rules. He goes, "Just do whatever you want." In the game of beer pong, the ball pounced to the floor and rolled beneath the table where it came to rest in a sticky, thick brown substance. Justin was mildly grossed out and didn't think much of it. He carried the ball to the kitchen sink, rinsed it under the faucet, then resumed.
Ugh.
As Mark Andrews was leaving the party, Tyler asked if they could speak privately. Tyler went outside and ordered all the kids standing there to get back into the house so that his neighbors wouldn't call the cops. Once everyone inside, Tyler turned to Mark. "Dude, I did some things. I might go to prison. I might go away for life. I don't know, dude. I'm freaking out right now." He goes, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Dude, I know you are not going to believe me. No one will believe me. I freaking killed somebody." He goes, "Dude, you killing somebody is your own business. Don't be telling me that sort of thing. I don't need to know." When he goes to the second person and tells him that he killed his parents, the friend didn't believe it until he looked at the driveway and noticed that the parents' cars were both still there. Why is the parents' car there and the parents aren't home? And he still couldn't believe it, right? Tyler led Michael to the master bedroom where there were traces of blood on the door. Tyler unlocked the door and opened it. Michael saw dining room chairs and blood-soaked towels stacked in a huge pile. The bottom of the pile, emerging from the debris, lay a thick white leg. Tyler told Michael what had happened that afternoon. Tyler had his parents' cell phones so that they couldn't call for help. He listened to Feel Lucky, a song by the rapper Lil Boozy, to psych himself up. He took three pills of ecstasy because he worried that he couldn't kill his parents while sober. In the garage, he found a claw hammer. Then he returned to the house. He stood behind his mother while she worked at the family computer. For a full 5 minutes, he stood there, thinking about what he has about what he was about to do. Then he raised the claw end of the hammer and brought it down on Mary Jo's head, his mother.
Oh, my.
Killed both his parents. While it was all over, he wrapped towels around his parents' heads, dragged them into the master bedroom. The bodies lay side by side, face down. It took them 3 hours to clean up all the blood, much longer than Tyler had anticipated. He threw every piece of incriminating evidence he could find into the bedroom, burying the corpses beneath the pile of broken dishes, shattered glass, bloody towels, and pillowcases. He took a shower, and then he told Michael. He stared at his reflection in the bathroom mirror and laughed.
What in the world?
But Michael didn't leave the party. When he showed him this bedroom, he didn't leave the party. He stayed for another 45 minutes, posing for selfies with Tyler.
Oh, I'm like, at what point are these people also in trouble?
But look, close to 2 a.m., somebody stood up and announced that there was another party being thrown by a neighbor of Mike Young's. Kids began running outside, tossing their drinks. Tyler ran out after them. Josh had just settled to his car when someone slammed on the driver's side window. It was Tyler. Where's everybody going? Josh rolled down the window and explained they were going to another party. He's like, all right.
What company or what outlet is this again?
Rolling Stone. But the kid that ended up taking the selfie and stayed there for another 45 minutes, after he left, he ended up immediately telling the parents and calling the cops.
Yeah.
So I think in his head, he saw it and was just like, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to be chill. Because that's 100% what I would do.
Yeah.
Especially in like high school. Like if I was like 18, 19 and I just saw that shit. Also, I would act as normal as possible.
I would try. I wouldn't do a good job, but I would try.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, because I'm sure he's thinking, oh my God, if he did that to them, he could do that to me right if I don't then. Act.
Exactly.
If I'm not chill right now.
And it all depends on how you can take it in that very moment, right? Like he probably like was something
what
like.
What happened to him? You just heard about this?
No, I've known about this for years, but this was something my friend, I've never heard about this story, but my friend who.
That was her first kiss.
Her first kiss was this guy. Oh. So I thought that was the craziest thing. I was like, oh my God, I would never not think about that.
That's so crazy.
And as soon as you said beer pong, and I immediately thought of that, about that, like the ball hit, touch, like
rolling
in the blood and them seeing that, I not thinking anything of it like, and continue to playing
like,
it.
Like what happened after?
I just can't like, you know, like you hear these things and it just seems like a movie.
It literally seems like a movie. Like,
the fact that that's real is so
crazy. He took ecstasy before. What a crazy thing to take before doing that.
What a crazy thing to do in general.
No,
too.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I'm just so surprised. Because
that's why he got out of it. I just can't believe he took ecstasy.
No, but I agree.
I think the last thing you want to do on ecstasy is hurt somebody. It's supposed to make you feel like loving. So it's like a crazy thing.
He really where wanted he to couldn't do it.
So much it, like that shit could adverse effect.
I'm shocked he was even Before we continue, we want to give a huge shout out to one of our sponsors, Nature's Sunshine.
Y'all, when we need to stay locked in, it's tempting to reach for caffeinated products that make you jittery or come with an intense crash soon after. But with Nature's Sunshine, Brain Edge combines hand-harvested yerba mate with powerful nootropics to support focus, memory, and cognitive performance. Without the crash, because we hate the crash. It's a clean plant-powered drink mix you can enjoy hot or cold, so you can have a shortcut to help your focus, alertness, and memory anytime. I know Alicia and me need this immediately.
No, the brain fog is a real struggle. And honestly, not that it gets embarrassing because it happens, but it really makes me feel just not on, and it makes me feel behind, and I get lost in conversation sometimes, and it makes me forgetful, and I absolutely hate it. But this has seriously changed the game for me.
Honestly, this is the perfect brain supplement for us to take before every recording. It totally helps, and you guys should take it definitely too. You guys should definitely take it before you get work done too.
Again, it enhances focus and clarity, supports memory and learning, delivers smooth, sustained energy, sourced with purpose, and it's made by Nature Sunshine, which is a trusted brand with over 50 years of experience sourcing the most pure and potent ingredients from nature.
Exactly. So don't fight through feeling foggy and lethargic. Ignite your mental performance with Brain Edge. Nature Sunshine is offering 20% off your first order plus free shipping. Guys, go to naturesunshine.com and use the code BASIC at checkout. That's code BASIC at naturesunshine.com. Get it right now. Trust us. You will not be disappointed, baby. Mm-mm. Thank you, Nature Sunshine, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
Mwah.
Mwah. That crazy.
Holy shit. I just got a crazy story also on my TikTok that I think it happened in 2021, but it's it was a pair of twins, and it was a boy and a girl, and the boy killed his twin sister. And so the parents were on the news talking about it. And oh, sorry. Oh my God, I forgot the biggest part. He said that he was sleepwalking and he killed his sister.
Oh.
So man. That's the whole thing where the parents are like distraught. He's obviously in prison, but he's saying, I was sleepwalking. And then he killed her. But then it's really weird because I think that he bought the knife like the day before.
Oh.
And yeah. so that's why he's obviously, I mean, either way, he's in prison because he killed
Imagine
her.
Imagine trying to prove that though, if you legitimately,
you can. You can.
Legitimately just bought thing. A knife. Just like.
No. Like you like you really were sleepwalking.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Know. How do you, I don't know how there's you
a,
even go about
There's a
that.
Few cases like that. I think there's a documentary about another, it was like a son that killed the mom or the mom killed, it was one, so I think it was the son killed the mom and you see the video, but like they couldn't tell. Like it's hard to prove that. Like somebody was like,
"Can," which is really sad.
It's just like, it's a tough battle. Like it's a long case.
I used to sleepwalk a lot when I was younger, and like you don't realize you're doing it.
I feel like the only thing that would be good is if, because it's common with kids. Usually they outgrow it, but I feel like knowing that, like some shit happens, it would be good to like at least have documents that you went to like a sleep specialist or something. Just to prove that like, oh,
this
they
is
did
a
struggle
reoccurring
with this.
Thing.
Yeah, because honestly, at least in that situation, at least they could be like, no, it's true. They like at least tried to work on, you know.
Honestly, if anyone's ever sleepwalked in general, I think immediately go to a sleep.
It's
like,
very
doctor.
Common with
kids. Just to even have it in writing in case something does happen. When you're sleepwalking.
And you just stop doing it one day?
The last time I remember, well, not remember, but the last time I know of it happening was when I went to Dubai with Elton.
Sleepwalk there?
We were in a hotel room and he said he was, because he was up editing the vlog, and I have like a faint memory like coming out of it and like going back to bed, but I sat up from the bed and I charged and rushed. I like ran over to him in the middle of the night, stood there in front of him, and he was like, yeah. And then I didn't say anything, and then I just turned and walked away and went back to bed.
That's crazy.
Like he said, I literally sat up out of bed, full sprint over to him.
Oh, that would scare me. Editing too with your back to it. Ooh!
He was like, "Yeah, hello."
Yeah, Todd has done that. There's a couple times where he's done that, where like he'll run across the hall and then knock on my door, like he was, like somebody was running after him.
Oh my God.
And it's like dream or something, but like it just like turned
like
into.
Cause like you could be dreaming and like try to defend yourself from whatever nightmare you're having. Oh man.
It's just so crazy that it leaves your dream and then it goes into your body. It moves your body. Mm-hmm. That's so insane to me.
I have a question going back to the story that you just read.
Yeah.
So this journalist like writing about the Cleaver thing,
yeah,
and like how he stood there for 5 minutes. Did this journalist interview the guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
There was a later in the article. You guys should read the whole article. It's really interesting. But there's an interview, portion where he interviews him.
Wow.
It was just like getting too long. Yeah. I just want to tell you guys what it was. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was. It's a very very crazy story, and it just like
so sad.
It's crazy because like imagine you as a parent, like you just think. You never expect your kid to like hurt you like that.
Yeah, that's really, really.
And
sad.
I'm having
like,
a
and
baby.
What are the and what are the signs? Like, what are the signs of that? You know.
No, what's really messed up though is that he's kind of a celebrity in jail. He like autographs. It's Hammer Time.
Ew.
No. Oh, what
I
the
think it's so crazy when people like fall in love or like
with serial
killers. Yes. Like
people fetishize like yeah. they're in love with these serial killers
and people
it's
that
so
have
insane.
Like memorabilia. Ooh, like people that have like
weird.
Jeffrey Dahmer's glasses or like just it. Like random little piece like
I mean I could understand you being really intrigued in a certain serial killer's like story or something like just a story in general, but like being obsessed with a person for doing that is crazy.
It's spooky.
I went to the, have you been to it? Actually, it might be closed now. There was like the murder museum.
No. The Museum of Death?
That one, yes.
You actually go, it's really weird. Like, it shows you the rooms of like what every serial killer.
I went there.
No, thank you.
10 seconds into it, I was like, yeah, I can't do this.
I think I'd have a panic attack.
Like, it, the pictures all over the walls.
It,
from,
like, humanizes it so much.
They have, like, documentation from, like, all of, like, the famous serial killers and mass murder. Like, just, like, everywhere, their whole story.
Do you guys ever think about, like, you know how, like, Netflix, these big shows, they make big shows out of these serial killers. I have a feeling it's, like, if I was a person that was like interested maybe in the thought of, oh, I like want to kill people, right? Like, and I'm like, oh, okay, how do I want to do it? Or like, is there a goal I want to hit? I'm going to like look at what, like, I'm going to watch TV. I'm going to look at what they've shown and go, oh, I got to kill as much as they have. Because I want to have a show.
They
of
want
my
the
own.
Record or something.
Yeah, like it's like a weird thing where it's like, can it like, it could spring out a lot more serial killers that just want that attention.
It's like a psychological thing. Like after whatever, like whether it's like a murder or like a shooting or something, there are people who will like watch and they like copycat because they're like mentally unwell.
Yeah,
it's really scary
because it's crazy the platform these serial killers are put on. Like you drive down Hollywood right now, it just, for example, the new Netflix one, Monster, the serial killer's face is like right there, big, in front of Hollywood. Like as like imagine someone seeing that going like, that could be me.
No, it's like so it. Scary.
It's like it's a weird thing that I know they think about and they probably feel guilty about when they make these shows, but they're just.
Do you
like,
feel like it should stay anonymous? Like, don't give them like.
As like if I'm thinking in the way of like the victims, yeah, but this is that would never happen.
Even like the way that was written, it just felt like they wanted it to be pitched as like a show because it was so like
so drama.
It was written so well.
Yeah.
But you know, like, but like again, people love those shows.
But like, it wouldn't shock me if this got pitched for something. You know,
I know we've talked about it too, but like these crime podcasts that fully monetize off of. People's deaths and things. Mm-hmm. It is really, I don't like it personally.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to, I think like talking like a crime podcast that like discusses about it. I think that's like that to me. That's like it's like normal. It's like the you're just like explaining what happened. But yeah, it is like a slippery slope when it comes to like because it's so dark and scary.
It's so fucking fucked up.
And then I'm sure it gets to the point where like you're covering them all and you're like hoping for a new story to come out like because you need your own content to be
yeah there's only so many.
Oh my god, there was a show about that Cal and I watched.
Yes, it's
on
Hulu
with
Kaley Cuoco. I watched it too. It's weird that he said that.
What is it?
They like have a crime podcast. It's kind of like Only Murders in the Building too, honestly. I think they're both kind of similar.
There was a scene where they were talking about how like
I forget exactly what that one was about.
I think it was like a big line in the movie.
Yes. I know in what's the big murder podcast?
My Crime Junk.
My Junkie. Favorite Murder. So because there's
you were close.
Because Ash loves the Crime Junkie stuff. Uh-huh. I can't do it. Even the story, I'm like, can I sleep tonight? I'll be fine. It's fine. But they were saying that My Favorite Murder was like, obviously there's only so many serial killer stories and they've been around for years. Mm-hmm. So what they started doing was going back to the original ones and like seeing if there was updates like from some of the OG ones that they've, you know, had or done or whatever like that. And I was like, that's a smart way to
not
refresh
be.
It.
Before we continue, we want to give a huge shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Skims.
Alicia keeps talking about her Skims every single time. Literally every time before we record, she goes, has everyone wearing their Skims? We're like, not as much as you are, Alicia.
What can I say? You guys know I love Skims. Their underwear is amazing. And I always feel like underwear used to kind of always be an afterthought. Like I would focus more on wearing, you know, like buying jackets and all the cute dresses and things. And you know what I realize makes me feel amazing in my clothes? Yeah, it's the fact that I'm wearing Skims underwear. I'm usually all about thongs, but I have to say, lately I've been obsessed with the lightweight cotton lace brief from Skims. And usually like full coverage panties can be, I don't know, they're usually not my favorite just because they can tend to be bulky and not as cute, but these are so cute, total game changer,
comfortable, super soft, and it actually makes me feel, you know, really cute and feminine, which I love. Who knew briefs could be that good?
And I know those are comfortable because anytime I get underwear, they have to be lightweight too. I want to feel like I'm slithered into a cloud when I'm like wearing my briefs on my underwear. So I get it. I feel you on that. I think the girls would love this.
Also, I always rave about the Fits Everybody Triangle Bralette. I love it. It's great under t-shirts. It still gives support without looking too like, I don't know how to describe it because I don't know what they did to put in this technology, but it's a light bralette, but it still lifts and gives me, you know, gives the girls some lift, some, you know.
All you know is that it's making the girls feel good.
It is, and it's comfortable like a bralette, but still gives me lift and support, but not like a sports bra that like squishes you and makes you super flat. Skims somehow nailed it with this bralette. It's comfy, gives me enough shape, and honestly, I look forward to wearing it. It's definitely my go-to. I'm wearing it right now.
Make sure to shop the girls' favorite bras and underwear at skims.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you Select Podcast in the survey, and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Thank you, Skims, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you so much, and thank you for keeping all the girls comfy and squiggly.
Love ya.
I got a TikTok of this guy that was talking about really, he lives in LA, so he's like showing really famous LA murders or like where they took place. Like he was talking about the Black Dahlia, which I know is really mm-hmm. famous. And he literally went to the place where that happened and Mm-mm. but showed like an old photo and then shows it now where like now it's just homes. Like it's like a, a normal street in LA, so like palm trees and like houses. And then he was showing, before it was just like a dirt patch and he like shows it side by side. And it's really crazy to see based on a true story. That's I mean, it's a Hulu show.
Is it like comedy?
It was like kind of dramedy, I think.
Okay.
It was a little bit of drama.
Okay.
But like Only Murders in the Building, they have a crime podcast. Yeah. And they have a podcast where they report the murders and then people keep dying and they're like, well, shoot. But we have more stuff to talk about.
They got to keep reporting it.
No, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. It's so scary. It's so spooky.
I stopped watching like scary stuff and like I don't get nightmares anymore.
To me, horror movies don't like, is not what like... makes me fearful. It's documentaries because it's real.
Yeah.
It's like real stories is what like makes me like think about it mm-hmm. at night. Like, oh my God, somebody watching me from outside my house.
Ooh.
But like if I watch like Jigsaw, I'm not like thinking a guy in a pig mask is going to kidnap me and put me in a trap. Like that's like, it's hard to.
Mm-hmm. Also in LA, it's like, guy in a pig mask.
Exactly. Yeah. It's,
just walking down the street. You should go on Hollywood Boulevard after this.
The what?
You should go on Hollywood Boulevard after
this. I know. I get so many
you
pictures.
You would actually make so much money right now dressed as the La Boo Boo. Go outside the Pop Mart.
They look like this too. Just like janky.
If we didn't have social anxiety and if I had no filter, I think that'd be such a fun thing of like, can make more money on Hollywood Boulevard? Like that'd be so funny.
I think we really have to try
Into a lot. I think because I think there's a lot of like territory out there with people have that work that make all the money on there. I don't think it'd like end well for us.
I used to watch this one girl who she would like, I think it's first come first serve for this. Like you just go and like put your little booth.
You don't need a permit. You can just do it.
I have no fact check that.
When it comes to like the booths,
like Hollywood Boulevard, can you just like go and ask?
Yeah, I think
like,
you can like just
do it.
Really?
Do an activity.
I don't know, but I'm sure there's like you're gonna get a Spider-Man being like, "Yo, this is my spot." You know what I mean?
Yeah,
The weekends or something, so I could see that. But yeah, I used to watch this one girl who would go live all the time on Hollywood Boulevard. And I just like would watch her lives all the time.
And she would just like make money.
Yeah, she would like do like performing. You know, on TikToks like the live. She wasn't performing, but it was like writing or doing certain things. And they're just like, thanks for the da da da. Here, I'll send you this like glitter pen thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's just crazy. So I was just like, what if I just walked?
Remember when we went to? Was it Universal?
Horror Nights.
We went to something, and I thought it was the craziest thing. It just made me look at everything just differently.
Disneyland.
We were somewhere. Remember we saw a guy on TikTok live.
You know why?
And he was walking by and he was on TikTok live and we went to our phones. Oh, like, and we found it. We found him in 5 seconds.
And I sent him a Galaxy and I've never said this again.
Oh, that's right.
The way that for literally probably almost a year, I like would keep being recommended that because I gifted a Galaxy for that type of content. So like any time of
that
like,
guy specifically? Or just like other creators.
Like all live Disney. Like people.
Oh, shit. And
I was him for a few times, but I was just like, damn, like they really keep it coming back to you.
And we were so annoyed that he like, because he definitely didn't see it.
He didn't see it. Because, well, you expect if you get there was that like, big, there was you're like, going to get a shout out.
He had like three viewers. He had like three or four viewers.
I was waiting for, oh my God, thank you for the galaxy, Alicia. I was like, my first galaxy.
He probably does that so that you're like, oh, maybe it didn't send. And Let me keep sending more.
Honestly, we should have followed him.
Yeah.
We should have followed him. We should like, we imagine going up to him like, we're watching your live right now, like imagine like the acting feeling like would have gone
fan. Yeah, no,
I like at one of the three people watching is right next to you.
No, it, cool. We did, we found him.
This was a sad and scary episode so far, but for a little hope core.
Yeah,
have you seen those videos where people will go onto people's streams where they have like no viewers and then they'll gift them something and then they just like they spark up and
I do that. I actually do that all the time. Yeah.
My favorite is very similar. It's when people will post a TikTok. I don't know how they find them, but it'll be like a random creator, like this old guy that's been making a video every day for the last like 3 years. They have like no views, but the guy just does the same thing and he's got his content. He makes something and they'll be like, yo, this guy's so dedicated. Everybody go show him some love. Oh, it was kind of like there was another one too where this guy made like a fish hat.
No,
did you see where the fish hat went viral?
I didn't see that one, but I've seen them where it's like, this is my uncle. Like, he has a small business.
Yes,
he might shut down soon, which I don't know. Look, even if that's just their tactic to get the sales, it works. Okay. Like, the way I'm just like, oh my God, retweet. We need him to like, it's so good.
Yeah. There was the fish hat guy. He was just this old guy who would make custom fish hats and he always had it on.
So they'd be live. They'd be live on Twitch or something and they would show the page.
No, he would just like, he was known as like the guy that had like a hat, like a baseball hat with like a fish head coming out of it.
It looked
like a fish.
Aww.
And then somebody like interviewed him. Like, you know, people would just walk up on the street. Mm-hmm. Some guy walked up and was like, oh, I love your hat, whatever. And he's like, oh, thank you. I'm known as Fish Hat Bill, whatever it was. And he was like, oh, tell me about it. And he's like, I just been, you know, me and my brother, we'd been wearing this hat that I made. I custom made it. For the last 20 years, it's what I'm known for, whatever. And then he like blew up from that video. And then he like started like getting a bunch of sales and everything. And then he was like posting updates. He's like, I don't know what's going on, but you guys are so unbelievable. I've got like 5,000 orders for these fish hats. And
Jesus.
I'm trying my best to keep up. I'm trying to make them as quick as I can. It was
really
cute. That's
really funny.
It's like a good wholesome.
My heart.
So well deserved. Mm-hmm. That's so, so cute.
He's, till this day, still making them
still
hats.
Trying to keep up. Go for him, though.
That's really cute.
Did you guys figure out what costume you're going to do with Mariah's pregnant belly?
We haven't yet.
You don't want to be the boob?
The boob.
I think it's so funny.
No, we haven't really thought about it. I really don't know what our Halloween plans are.
Mm.
An avocado?
Thanks.
I've seen that one.
I kind of want to be with my brother and his kid
because
I want to see him all dressed up in like cute. A cute little costume.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe we'll go over there or they'll come to us. I want to do like a little trick or treating. You know, I like to walk around.
Yeah.
See the houses.
She could always be like a little fishbowl.
That's cute.
That's fun. Or a gumball
machine.
Yes.
Gumball
machine.
That very could be good. Really cute. If she
or,
like on a
or
shirt,
the moon.
The little puffballs.
Yeah, like even a you the know moon. World. And Nashville's right in the middle.
A wheel of cheese. A wheel
oh
of Parmesan cheese.
Wait, what else is just round?
And you could be like a meatball.
Meatball.
And
and I could be like a chef.
Yes.
A meatball would be tough to. It wouldn't look like a meatball, would it?
I mean.
It's all about how you
well,
do
what
it.
What if you do the outside
like
a plate?
She could wear a tomato on her head and she could like wear it like a pasta shirt. Like she could figure it out.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Like she could put, Mariah, hear me out, glue bow tie pastas on your shirt.
The
there
way
you go.
you're like glue bow
right
ties.
Right here, right here. Or you could borrow my costume right now if you'd like
a
that.
A noodle too. Frame, like a kindergarten noodle frame is a good costume too.
That is
a
so
kindergarten
cute.
Noodle you know when you do like yes. a noodle frame, you'd glue noodles on the edge of a frame.
And you'd eat them before the glue.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're crunchy.
You don't remember making those as a kid?
Kind of.
In school?
The only thing I really remember was, oh man, looking back, it was so terrible, but I thought I ate. We had to make a jewelry box for our moms.
Cute.
It was a Tupperware.
Aww.
And we glued hard beans all over the outside.
Wait, the like light and dark ones?
Yes.
Like a kidney bean?
Yes. Rock hard beans all over
but
it.
But why was that such a craft? Like beans. Like you would glue beans on
I would think the teacher would come up with a better like
well, luckily, sparkle. Now we have Pinterest.
It was the most hideous thing I've ever.
What kind of like craft is that? Like,
it was just
so
a
ugly.
Big old chunky Tupperware with beans all over it.
What the fuck?
And I...
Was it a heart? Like, what was your...
And how did your mom react when you gave her your
bean like,
your
it was the
Tupperware.
Greatest thing in the world. She but I don't know if my kid brought home something like that. I think I'd...
oh, no. I would be like...
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to react.
No, you're going to love it.
Oh, this is so great. Thank you.
Okay.
You should store your Beano in there.
Very good.
Or just show them like you're using it for like a couple days, and yeah. then it'll just they'll not.
Or maybe
think
about you'll it. Really want to use it.
You'll love it, and then you can put it in the attic, and then when they're older and like ask about their childhood, you could bring it up and be like, "You made me this." Mm-hmm. It'll be really cute.
But don't worry, the raccoons will get to it before
raccoons.
The raccoons.
Also, I don't know why when I was younger, you know those Scholastic book fairs,
yeah,
and they had like the little stores where you could like buy stuff.
Oh yeah,
at the school.
Oh yeah.
I bought my mom a wedding ring that was the exact same one as the one she had.
Why were they what? Selling wedding rings at the Scholastic Book Fair?
I don't.
Wait, are you saying no. it looks, are you sure it you looked like just like the one
no,
she got?
No,
steal a teacher's yeah. wedding ring?
Wait, really, Remy?
They were not selling wedding rings.
Yes, it was like it was in a glass little like flip box, and it was the exact ring that my mom had.
I mean, clearly it wasn't, right?
It was fake.
Okay.
Like but it was the dual ring that was the wedding band, and then the engagement ring slides down into it. So it's three.
What kind of?
So your mom had a Scholastic ring?
Well, she had a real one.
I don't know, Heath.
You never know. It was a different time, you know?
It was a different
My dad
time.
Could have been saving money.
Yeah, and remember, weren't they high school sweethearts?
They
Maybe he got Scholastic it on the fair.
You might be onto something.
You're like,
oh, you know
that
Heath's parents got married on Halloween.
They did.
You'll never forget their anniversary.
I know. Yeah, they met on Halloween at like a church carnival.
The fall festival.
I love a church carnival. I love a church carnival.
I don't have any trick or treating stories really because I pretty much only went to the fall festival.
So then they decided to get married on Halloween
That's
as well.
That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. My first church festival, I was high as fuck.
Yes, that's the first time you got high, right? I remember you told us that.
I was blitzed. God did not like that I was there high. He did not. I was punished severely.
Give him paranoia.
Can I be honest? I feel like that's where your anxiety stems from.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
If
I thought my world was crashing down that night.
That's crazy.
I remember my school or church carnival being like, oh my God, like, oh my God, Johnny's going to the church festival. Oh my God, you have to go. He's gonna look so cute. And like we got to not wear our uniforms. So like you got to like look cute and all the boys are there.
Remy thought she was in Euphoria.
No.
literally.
But my mom would drop me off. Right. Oh,
yeah. I'll meet him at the chili station.
Just doing whatever you could to find somebody to go on the Ferris wheel. You're like looking up at your friends up there with a date. Like, just kind of chilling, waiting down there. No, I'll be right here. You go ahead.
You go. I'll be at the funnel cake.
Yeah. Oh my God, funnel cake.
I love funnel cake.
Funnel cake is so good.
I prefer it plain though.
I found out. I found out really late in life that it's made with a funnel.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, you clearly didn't go to
Oh yeah, I've seen it like
they
more than it? A.
They put the batter in a funnel. And then they just do this.
You guys, Trader Joe's right now has funnel cake fries.
What?
Ooh. In the frozen section.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. They're like literally
There's
just
no
like,
way it tastes good. Like it tastes good.
I've yet to try them actually. They're in my freezer. I'll let you know. But apparently they're good. They're just pre-frozen like sticks. And then you throw them in your air fryer and you can put powdered sugar on top. Mm. Funnel cake fries in your air fryer.
Yep.
Wow. I know.
Planning the perfect costume can take a lot of energy, just like the group's epic side character looks and all those plushies from Bridesmaids. If you want to put more energy into your day, try Mito Pure Gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies powered by Mito Pure, Timeline's patented form of urolithin A. Two gummies give you 500 milligrams of Mito Pure, which is clinically proven to improve muscle strength and support healthy aging. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and free of major allergens. Backed by over 15 years of research and multiple clinical trials, it's science you can actually enjoy. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
And there was security everywhere because it was a high school church festival.
You know what else was everywhere?
It was packed.
Jesus.
Yeah, he sees everything.
Mm-hmm. Jesus is watching you.
He saw me with that giant ass bubbler.
It was a bubbler.
It was a bubbler. We needed water and shit. It was like we were cooking up meth back in the behind that bathroom stall.
Yo, kids were doing anything just to get.
We were doing anything for a high. Anything to catch that next.
The half crushed like Coca-Cola can.
Yes. Oh my. And the bottle with the foil.
I just don't think I could ever live in Florida, you know?
I think that's where my creativity comes from.
Me too.
Just working with what you got.
Wearing this while saying that's hilarious.
You used an apple.
Mm-hmm. We lived that, like, we figured it out.
No, I saw a TikTok that was like, back in the day, we had to use like apples and whatever we could find, and kids now can literally vape in like in stores.
So annoying.
It is actually insane. Pretty crazy. Insane.
Crazy.
You like could in just, the middle of Target.
You could literally take a gummy bear. That shit wasn't around back in the day.
Insane. Insane.
Maybe thank God, you know, it wasn't for you.
That's
guys.
True.
Having to carry that bag
with
of
my
weed.
Sweet tooth. Shit. Would have been a problem.
Like, it's so annoying that they do that with edibles, by the way. Like, why is half a cookie 2 blunts? Why make a pack of cookies where I want to eat the whole thing and it's a blunt? You know what I mean?
Most people don't eat a whole bag of
it doesn't
cookies.
No, I'm saying like even a bag of gummies. Like I'm
where
not,
one gummy's the serving.
Why yeah, are we having one true. Gummy? That's oh, stupid. Yes. Like
you know
make
what
the whole pack.
I got one time, they were edibles, but they were shrimp chips.
Oh goodness.
Hey, that's so crazy.
That's no, wild.
it's gotta be something like that to keep you from wanting more.
But I wanted them all.
Oh,
I did. Like a cracker. Like it literally was like a chip, but they were edibles.
But like what a crazy thing. Like obviously people get the munchies. Why make the thing that gets you high?
The munchie. Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to get high one last time.
Yeah,
the party ends
though,
tomorrow.
It's like a shot versus like a fruity cocktail. It's like, I don't want to taste it. I just want to enjoy it. That's to me
get
like,
get it over with.
You know what
I mean? Yeah.
Or do like a pack and only one of them has weed in it. So it's like a surprise.
Oh my God, like Russian roulette.
Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
Bring back the family fun again.
Yes, I like that idea.
You know what I mean?
I like that idea, yes.
It's just
you can
annoying.
Enjoy a whole bag of candy, but mm-hmm. only one of them
yes.
is the one.
I know they're having these conversations. Why are they doing it?
Money.
Money what? It costs like what? A few cents more to make more gummies in the pack?
But think you know about I mean? It. It's like if you only needed 2 gummies and for the same price of a whole bag with some free ones, you would
True.
Be like, nah, I'm going to do this. Like you don't want to like make it more expensive.
I think
expensive.
Most people are not looking at it the way you do.
Yes.
They're they're trying to get it on and pop.
I was going to say, it doesn't taste very good sometimes. So maybe just mm-hmm. you only have to take that one gummy, but then you can buy a bag of Trolley and just eat candy.
Mm-hmm. I forgot
if you wanted
you
the candy, go
too.
Get candy.
Exactly.
No,
you're
right. I forgot that you can do that.
I forgot
too.
You
yeah.
can buy candy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You can just, and I can just go get a bag of shrimp chips.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
What's the last candy you bought at a gas station?
Oh, fabulous question. Peanut butter M&M's.
Okay.
Specifically gas station or like movie theater?
Gas station. Because movie theater is an occasion. It's expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gas station, you got to be at a low. You got to be having a bad day.
What are you talking about?
If you're
about?
Like,
no, you want a little pick me up.
Yeah. You got to be like.
A treat. It's a special treat.
A little something sweet.
Shit. I actually don't know, Heath.
Actually, you should go for a protein bar at a gas station, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
I'm like, energy drink?
What are the main ones, like M&M's?
Reese's, M&M's,
I do
Snickers.
Love some Chex Mix.
Love a Chex
like
Mix.
Like Chex
candy.
Mix.
It's not, oh. Yeah, it's not candy.
So sorry.
I do love a Chex Mix. I do go for salty though, yeah.
I know, I like salty and sweet. So I usually go for like something like that. And then for sweet, I could fuck up a payday.
Oh, nasty.
I do love a payday.
Back then, not now, but back then, I would always go for the Airhead Extreme.
I was gonna say, I also love gummy. Like, not gushers, but
gummy,
like
gummy worms.
Gummy bears. Worms, yep, or like yep. the nud. Your nerd nut clusters lately. I can eat a whole bag. Oh, it's so bad.
100%. The last candy I bought was nerd clusters.
Me too. And the last time. You too. I just sent Alicia. They're coming out with juicy nerd.
A gummy
nerd.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Like a gusher. Wait, what?
Juicy nerd clusters.
Like a gusher. Gonna be like,
ooh.
I know.
On the inside.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Have you guys been seeing everywhere? I don't know what's going on, but they're pushing it hard. The Shaq.
Yes,
gummies.
The Shaq
yes,
gummies.
I'm seeing them everywhere.
Shaqalicious.
Yes.
Apparently, Shaq came out with his own gummy brand.
You know what? Respect to that man.
But also, yeah. He is an Shaq entrepreneur. Owns a lot of things. I think doesn't he own every Auntie Annie's?
He owns DJ, no, he does lot. Not.
He owns or he owns like half of them.
Auntie Anne's.
Yeah. Auntie Anne's. Yeah.
You're lying.
I think he owns like.
He owns a lot of shit.
You guys, what's okay? Here's my question. What's your favorite snack on the planet? Like.
Ever?
Let's say mall snack. Like when you go to the mall,
let
what
me
are you
guess.
Getting?
Yours is pretzels.
Yeah, mall snack is very specific.
I just had a Cinnabon 2 days yesterday, actually.
Oh, Cinnabon, that's a mall
Which
snack.
Which one did you get? A full one?
I got the center of the bun.
I love the center of the roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so long.
Cinnabon is the best.
Cinnabon is up there with Krispy Kreme for me.
Just Cinnabon is really good.
But I do like the almond. Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Me, I don't care for that as much. I want like a classic.
Full pretzel, we're going almond. If we're doing the mini bites.
Pepperoni.
The cinnamon.
No, cinnamon.
Oh, I do love like a cinnamon, like a sugar.
I go for pepperoni.
Their slushies are really good too.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the ice cream of every mall, Häagen-Dazs. Every
Wait,
time.
Oregon is it Häagen-Dazs.
They just had like a Häagen-Dazs like, you could scoop it at the mall?
What? No, it was like so the one at our mall was split. It was half Häagen-Dazs, half Cinnabon.
Oh.
Really?
We have Dairy Queen Orange Julius.
Yes.
I was going to say, we had Dairy Queen and Orange Julius.
We did. We had that too at Sawgrass.
I don't like an Orange Julius.
I feel like we never really had snacks as much as just like, I would love the Mongolian barbecue. I'd eat that up.
At the Brea Mall.
But like which
That's
place?
That's my childhood.
It's where like, it's basically like the...
Oh, it's like an off-brand, like a...
Yeah, like you like put the, you like grab your meats, everything, and then you make it into this bowl. You like pile it up as much as you can.
Shinku.
And then they Shinku put it Japan. In the middle, in the grill, and then they cook it for you.
Okay. Like a big circle, and they're like moving it around. Yes. And then they put the water.
Yeah. Oh, it's
Yes.
So
oh, my God.
Good.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Or... I mean, I do like a pretzel. I'm more of a nacho girl or a hot dog on a stick.
I love a hot dog on a stick.
Corn dog.
Love a corn dog.
Why don't they sell corn dogs at movie theaters?
Such a good question.
It's a great movie theater.
Such a good question.
Wait, do they not?
No. Hot dogs, nachos.
Because I don't want to do the whole bun and the fuck. It's too much. Yeah. I just give me the...
He said I
want
it fried.
What's our take on the movie theaters where they bring the food to your seat?
I want to be able to see what I'm eating.
I like
That's
it.
Exactly my
because
take. I can't enjoy if I can't see it.
You know what's funny? I probably heard you say that.
It's true though.
But yeah, like I feel like if I'm too distracted, I'll look down and it'll be gone. And then I'm like, I don't even feel like I enjoyed a full on plate of nachos because I was distracted by said movie.
Yes.
I don't know. Heath and I, we're really good at the food at there. Now we know exactly
we it,
what
right.
it is.
We know what we're doing.
Yeah,
it
only takes a couple seconds. You just go. That's it, and then you kind of know what's popping off in front of you.
I do like a snack, like snacks more than a meal.
Me too.
I do the truffle fries. Ooh. We're talking about truffle fries.
I've never been.
I will say it's nice because you can like lay down. Like it's not. It's like a.
It's cozy.
It's a good date spot.
I'm an AMC Stubbs member, so.
Oh, okay. You get the 3 movies a week,
I want to go to a movie theater. That sounds nice. We got to do IPIC.
Okay. Yeah.
I imagine it was our Patreon, but like we can't film in there, so it's just us like.
No, we filmed the whole movie.
We just out. IPIC.
You feel like you're in your own like, if you. We're like super rich and you had like a crazy movie theater room.
Yeah.
Like the way it's set up.
Wait,
like,
we should figure out what day they release things because then we can get all our friends to book the same one. So it's like it's private.
You can. The thing is that if you have enough people, they'll just give you the room.
But I feel like they upcharge that.
It's not as much as you think.
Really?
It's.
I just want
if they
to
know
like,
most of the people are renting the room, they'll just give it to you. I'm pretty sure they just give it to you.
We could do a private screening of one of our Patreon vlogs.
Ooh,
but it has to be the hour one.
We invite them.
Yes. Oh my! And then we come out, we introduce it, and we leave.
I've always wondered what that felt like when you're up there in front of the movie and you have like the mic and you're talking about like.
I've done it.
Guys, like this changed
it's terrifying.
My life.
Wait, you did it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like blacked out.
Or also your transformation. I feel like you did that too, right?
No, I didn't really do a speech.
Oh,
I just showed. I just.
He was the speech.
Oh, he showed it off. Just showed it off. He was shaking that thing too.
I was shaking my big fat ass.
Mm. It was teeny tiny then.
teeny tiny. I had no ass. I really lost all that butt fat.
It's all right, you got it back, don't worry.
Planning the perfect costume can take a lot of energy, just like the group's epic side character looks and all those plushies from Bridesmaids. If you want to put more energy into your day, try Mito Pure Gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies, powered by Mito Pure, Timeline's patented form of urolithin A. Two gummies give you 500 milligrams of Mito Pure, which is clinically proven to improve muscle strength and support healthy aging. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and free of major allergens. Backed by over 15 years of research and multiple clinical trials, it's science you can actually enjoy. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try Mito Pure Gummies. Timeline offers 20% off, just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
Did you see his wagon in these goat
I'm
pants?
I'm so sorry. There's no way this is real.
Yes.
Shaq.
That's really
Shaqalicious.
I love how there was an interview where people were like, something about his kids. He was like, oh, they know you're not rich. Dad's rich.
I did see that.
I was like, that is so good.
I wonder if they taste yummy. I feel like they would. I feel like Shaq's got it all figured out.
Yeah, I think he knows, like, he's not putting that shit on unless it tastes good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He seems like he's got good taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
He seems like when he was getting a lot of his, like, big sponsorships, he asked for equity in a lot of stuff. Like, based how he's become an entrepreneur, like, he used to have every single commercial he was in. Like, I feel
like... Oh, he's invested in Five Guys, Papa John's, Jesus.
Auntie Anne's. He previously owned 17 Auntie Anne's. Mm. But we sold them in 2022.
We were close, Heath.
Yeah, 4,000.
17.
He owns the company. He is Auntie Anne.
From 4,000 to 17.
His aunt is Anne. Oh my God. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. It was a roller coaster of emotions.
It truly was a roller coaster. I hope it was spooky for you, but also ended nice.
Yeah.
A little food, a little hope core.
If you made us at the end, say shout out to Shaq.
Yes, shout out Shaq.
Yeah,
also,
see if he
guys,
wants to come on the show.
Don't forget to check out our Patreon if you want to see the behind the scenes of this look and our look that we're going to have next week, our group costume Halloween. You're check it out, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. We love you so much.
Love ya.
Bye.